Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Well, welcome everybody to Hot Topics, where today we'll be discussing this question: do we have, or can we have, the mind of Christ? What do you think, listening audience? Well, today I'm the only one on our panel. All of our seminary students are busy doing their seminary papers, so I got stuck with this tough question. Actually, it's not very tough at all. However, because culture has really confused this issue, in particular, culture that has adapted a lot of the Far Eastern philosophies, people walk around saying, hey, you can become your own God. You can attain godlike status. Thus, you can have the mind of Christ. Now, that's hogwash. Can I be any more merciful than that? That is complete hogwash. In fact, it's really just a bunch of mishmash that the New Age movement has tried to bring together as a smorgasbord of all kinds of different beliefs to try to sell this heresy that you, through your own efforts, can become godlike. You can have the mind of Christ. Well, it's interesting. New Age is actually not so new at all. In fact, it's the oldest lie in recorded history. Why do I say that? In Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve in the garden, when Satan tempted them, what was the temptation? It wasn't the fruit. The temptation was when he said, hey, go ahead, eat it, because then your eyes will be opened and you will become like God. You will become God. Do you see it? New Age right there. That was the temptation. And what he was tempting them with were what I call the omnis of God. Go ahead. Go for it. You can become like God. You can be omniscient, all-knowing. You can become omnipotent, all-powerful. Hey, you can even become omnipresent, everywhere present. You will be like God, Genesis 3:5, knowing good and evil. In other words, you can have the mind of God. That was the temptation. And unfortunately, they disobeyed the true living God. They listened to the liar, the father of lies, John 8:44, Jesus said about the devil, and they reached for the forbidden fruit. And it was at that point that through their sin and disobedience, they brought corruption, catastrophe, death, disease, and damnation into the world. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Eve, right? Actually, thanks, liar, the devil. You see, that's the lie right there. You can have the mind of God. You can have the mind of Christ. That's what New Age teaches. And even though the New Age comes in, again, in various different shapes and sizes and a different smorgasbord of all kinds of a mishmash of religious false beliefs, that is the doctrine of Satan, the lie of Satan. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul had warned Timothy, saying that in the last days, there would be all kinds of false teachers who would be teaching the doctrine of demons. 1 Timothy chapter 4, where he says, the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, clearly says that in later times, by the way, guys, we're in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Actually, it says and doctrine taught by demons. In these later days, the Holy Spirit clearly says that some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits, doctrines taught by demons. And what is that doctrine? It is the lie that you can usurp the throne of God, you can have the mind of God, you yourself can become like God. And you know what? People are abandoning, listening to doctrines of truth taught about the real God, that He is supreme, that He is omniscient, He is omnipotent, He is omnipresent. People are abandoning that, and instead they are running for the doctrine of demons that say, hey, you can be like God. You don't believe me? Just turn on the TV and look at Oprah Winfrey. That's what she's teaching, guys. In fact, she's got the religious guru there who will sit there and stare at her, and through whatever he supposedly can do, she becomes more and more like God. And people are buying into this junk left and right. She clearly denies that Jesus is Lord. She clearly denies that Jesus is the only way to salvation. In fact, she clearly denies the God of the Bible. She says that she was raised Baptist. One time she was in the church and she heard the preacher saying that God is a jealous God. And it was there that she said her eyes were open. And she said, my God cannot be a jealous God. My God is simply a loving God. And she decided from that point on to create a God of her own making. And as a result, through her doctrines of demons, she teaches that you can have the mind of Christ, you can have the mind of God, you can have the mind of whatever you call your higher being, the God that you created in your own image. You can have that mind. If you want to call him Christ, call him Christ. You want to call him God, call him God. If you want to call him whatever, you call him whatever, because really it's your prerogative, because you're God. You're the creator of God, your own God. Isn't it sad? We see at the very beginning in Genesis, the doctrine of the devil, the temptation. Go ahead for it. Your eyes will be open. You'll be like God, knowing good and evil. We see Paul telling Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, in later days, people are going to abandon the faith. The Holy Spirit clearly says it. And they're going to follow instead false teachings, doctrines taught by demons. Friends, it's happening everywhere. And again, the cell, the temptation is no different than what the devil sold to Adam and Eve. You can have the mind of Christ. You can be Christ. Your own Christ. The Christ of your making. The Christ of your choosing. You can be Lord of your life. You can be Lord of anything and everything you want. Therefore, you make the rules. Therefore, you set the standards. Therefore, you're the authority. You're the judge. In fact, this type of doctrine of demons, that you can be your own Christ, you can have the mind of Christ. You know what that is? That is such complete heresy. And think about it. Think what it's led to. It's led to moral relativism that says, really, there's no truth. It's led to licentious living. I can do what I want with my own body. It's my own. I have my own choice. It's led to this idea that I'm not going to be under anybody's authority. And it's led to the idea of freedom. I can do anything and everything I want. So think about it. Moral relativism. No truth. Got to be tolerant. Tolerant of others, because there's really no moral truth. No absolute truth. That's interesting. That runs completely counter to what God says in the Bible. In fact, Jesus himself says, I am the way, I am the truth in the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. How about this idea of freedom? Do whatever you want. No. God says there are certain guidelines, certain standards that he has set, and that we need to follow those. That's where you find true freedom, in humility and obedience and submission to God's laws, to God's rules, to God's standards. Why? Because God knows what's best. You think about culture that has come up with all this freedom, freedom, freedom. What has that led to? Enslavement, enslavement, and bondage. How about this idea? Culture says there's no authority. God says he's the authority. He's the judge. He sets the rules. No. I don't want to have authority. I don't want to be under authority. Really? Look at the chaos that's happening in our schools today. Look at the chaos that's happening in our families today. Why? Because nobody wants to be under authority. Why? Because nobody wants to submit to God's truth. Why? Because everybody wants to do whatever they want, fulfill their pleasures. Why? Because everybody says, you know what? I can live any way I want. It's my choice. Very interesting. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul says that, again, in the last days, he says, mark this, there will be terrible times. And then he goes on to describe these terrible times. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, the true living God. But watch. They'll be spiritual people. They'll have a form of godliness, but denying its power. Paul says, well, those people have nothing to do with them. Did you see that? You're going to have people that set up their own system of religion. Loose living, no authority, complete tolerance, freedom in the worldly sense. And again, Paul said, here's what's going to happen. They're going to be proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. Heck, they'll even kill their parents. Slanderous, without self-control, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, yet they will have a form of godliness. There's your new age right there. There's the Oprah movement right there. There's that cell. Hey, you can have the mind of Christ. You're your own authority. You can follow your own truth that you set up every day. And you don't have to accept anybody else's truth. You can have freedom and licenses living. Love, pleasure. And yes, again, you're your own Christ. You see why this sells? And do you see why Scripture said, mark this, in the last days, there are going to be terrible, terrible times. More after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics as we are discussing this idea of the mind of Christ. Can we have the mind of Christ? Now, in the first segment here, we were talking really about the false meaning of this idea of having the mind of Christ, the New Age movement, the big Oprah movement, and all of her other cronies that follow her in that way. And, you know, this idea of you can become like God. Again, as we discussed on the first segment, that's the oldest lie in the book, in the Bible. That's the lie that the devil sold to Adam and Eve, leading them to sin and disobey God. Well, we also saw in the New Testament that Paul warned a young pastor by the name of Timothy, saying, hey, in these last days, there's going to be all kinds of false teaching, doctrines taught by demons, doctrines that said, hey, you don't need to be under authority. You can be your own authority. You don't need to follow anybody's truth. You set up your own truth. You can live any way you want because it's all about you and your pleasure. And you can even set up your own man-made God, your own Jesus, one in your own making, your own liking, one who submits to you, the one who does what you want, the one who gives you what you want, when you want, because ultimately, you're the creator of this Jesus. Therefore, you can have the mind of Christ. And again, as I said, friends, on the opening segment, you can just check out the TV show and see how this junk is being sold everywhere. And you know what? It is so sad because it is doctrines taught by demons. But what does the Bible have to say about this idea of the mind of Christ? Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul was talking to a bunch of Christians in this house church in Corinth. A bunch of Christians who, let's face it, were kind of messed up. If you read 1 Corinthians, you're like, oh my, are these people really Christians? Well, yeah, the majority of them were, probably were. But this was a messed up church. They had disunity. They had a lot of immorality. They had skewed idea of marriage, skewed idea of worship. They were messed up. They were still babes in Christ, even though at this point when Paul was writing, they should have been a little bit more mature. But nevertheless, Paul wanted to encourage them. The problem they were dealing with is they were still getting caught up in the culture. And they were bringing the culture into the church. Unfortunately, the same thing happens a lot today. And what Paul wanted to do was first remind them of who they were and how they were when Paul first showed up to share the gospel with them. In chapter 1, he says to them, hey, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Verses 26 through 31. He goes, not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many of you were influential. Not many of you were noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world, that which the world would consider foolish, and he did this to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world, those that the world would laugh at and consider weak. He chose these type of people to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not. Why? To nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before God. Paul said it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let no one boast but other than boast in the Lord. And so Paul starts out by saying, hey guys, before I start to address these individual problems that are happening in this church, I want to remind you of who you were and where you were when God in his grace, through the proclamation of Paul's gospel, when God in his grace saved them through Jesus Christ. He said, not many of you guys were wise, you weren't influential, you weren't of noble birth. Now, that's not to say that God doesn't save wealthy people or people of noble birth or influential people, because it's very interesting. Paul didn't say not any of you were wise or influential or of noble birth. He said not many of you were. Again, the implication is there were people of noble birth, influential people, wealthy people who were saved. And God does save people in that, class. But in this particular instance, Paul was driving home a point. He wanted to say, guys, you're acting a little bit bigger than you should. Now that you're in Christ, now that you're in the church, you're letting culture come in. And as a result, guys, remember who you used to be. Remember where you were. And then Paul, in chapter 3, says to them in verse 1, brothers and sisters, again, he's calling them Christians. I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still carnal, mere infants in Christ. They were Christians, but they were still fleshly. He said, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for the solid food. Think of a baby. How can you tell? Again, think of the two characteristics of a baby, their diet and their behavior. Their diet is milk. They can't eat solid food. And think of their behavior. They always are yelling and screaming and this and that. And look what Paul said about the behavior of these Christians. You're still worldly. For since there's jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? You're acting like mere humans. One guy says, I want to follow Paul. I want to follow Apollos. I want to do this. I want to do that. Paul's like, what are you doing? You're still acting like babies. And the point Paul was trying to drive home to them was this. Hey, guys, remember who you were when I first found you? Remember who you were and where you were when the gospel of grace saved you? You know the gospel message that is considered a foolish message to the world. You know me, Paul the preacher, who was considered a fool when I came to you? Oh, by the way, you? Many people in Corinth had considered you guys fools. Yet God, through his supposedly foolish gospel, through this supposedly foolish preacher named Paul, saved these foolish Corinthians who were now in Christ, in the church of Christ, and they were still acting worldly. And why was Paul saying this? Paul was saying, chapter 2, verse 6, I do speak a message of wisdom among the mature. Yeah, I looked kind of foolish when I came to share the gospel a couple years ago. But now that you're in Christ, now that God has opened your eyes, opened your mind, it's time, guys, for you to start receiving deeper messages. And I would love to give you solid food, but I can't. You're still mere infants in Christ. You still need milk. You're still arguing. You're still quarreling. You're setting up cult followings. You want Peter. You want Paul. You want Apollos. What are you guys doing? Paul was saying, I want to unleash the word of God because there is so much depth, so much richness. And then Paul goes on to say at the end of chapter 2, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? And then he says, but we have the mind of Christ. Whoa, what is he saying there? Well, he's not saying what the New Agers say. What Paul was saying, again, think of the context. Hey, guys, I brought the gospel to you. This supposedly foolish message from a supposedly foolish preacher to a bunch of foolish people, and look what God has done by his grace for his glory. Well, guys, you should have been moving along past that. You're still on the elementary truths. It's time to go deeper. I have a message for the mature. And what is that message Paul had? He had the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? It is the word of Christ, the Bible. It is the inspired word of God about the glorious Son of God. If you want to know, Christian, the mind of Christ, what Christ thinks, guess what? You have the mind of Christ. It's called the Scriptures. Wait a second, Andrew. Well, what if I don't understand it? Well, Paul addresses that. He says in chapter 2, verse 10, he goes, these things God reveals to us by his Spirit. These things, what things? The mind of Christ. You can look it up on your own. John 14, John 15, John 16. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will come. He will lead you in all truth. He will point to Christ. He will reveal the mind of Christ. To whom? The people of Christ. Not that we become Christ. Not like the New Agers say. No. We have been saved by Christ. We submit to Christ. We want to be conformed into the image and likeness of Christ. And Scripture says that's the goal of our salvation. And the way we get to know Christ, the way we get to go deeper in our knowledge of Christ, is to open up the mind of Christ, the Word of Christ, and let the Spirit of Christ reveal to you the mind of Christ so you can walk in the truths of Christ to the glory of Christ. Do you see the difference between that and the New Age movement? We submit. We are bond slaves. We don't become God. We submit to God. We serve God. We want to know God. We want to love God. We want to obey God. Oh, by the way, do you see the difference between that and what culture says? No, we're under authority. No, we do adhere to one truth, God's truth. We find freedom in humble obedience because we have the mind of Christ. And Paul said, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you the mind of Christ. Why? Because he says the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. It's like the picture of the Holy Spirit is like this deep sea diver. He goes down deep. He knows the thoughts of God because he is God, the third person of the Trinity. He comes up out of the water. He reveals the mind of Christ. And not only that, he illuminates you, Christian, enlightens your mind so you can understand that which the Holy Spirit reveals to you. So, can we have the mind of Christ? The answer is absolutely yes. Not in the New Age way, not in the Eastern philosophy way where you become your own Christ, where you create your own Christ, where you manufacture your little deity of Christ. No. That's false. That's heresy. No, you have the mind of Christ in the inspired word of Christ, inspired by the Holy Spirit. And you have the Holy Spirit in you, Christian, who will reveal to you the mind of Christ. He searches the depths of God. He knows the thoughts of God because he is God. And he will reveal to you the thoughts of God, the mind of Christ, and illuminate and enlighten your mind so you can walk in the ways of Christ. Christian, don't be spending your time watching Oprah. Don't be spending your time listening to the doctrines of demons. You're not going to find the mind of Christ that way. The mind of Christ is in the inspired word of Christ. It's all about Christ. Open your Bible. Go deep. Study hard. And watch what happens. Deeper knowledge of Christ leads to higher worship of Christ. That, my friends, is the mind of Christ. And that, my friends, Christian, is what you have available to you every day. That's the mind you want. That's the Christ we serve. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at PastorAndrew@AOL.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.